Well, here's your chance to win a trip to see two country superstars, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, in Vegas. Double the hits, one unforgettable night. We've got your flights, hotel, and concert tickets covered. The Double Down Tour, Aldean and Bryan co-headlining with special guests John Party and Chase Matthews, all live under the neon lights. Prizes provided by BBR Music Group. Text this hour's national keyword, EASY, to 95819. That's EASY to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Official rules and more information is at WJR.com. Well, the United States beats Bosnia-Herzegovina. They now have a July 6th meeting, USA and Belgium. That's on tap. That is slated for Monday. And then that is in the round of 16. I don't know what it is. This team's got a little juice. They're playing really, really good soccer. Let's talk about it with Keith Baldwin, the co-owner of the Regal Eagle here in Detroit. Keith, good to have you back.
Hey, good to be back. Hope you're enjoying the games.
We really are. I don't know what's... I may be blinded by the fact that we are being treated to a wonderful tournament. But outside of that, I mean, the fans, the whole fan experiences, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. It's just so spectacular, and people getting to experience the United States the way that I think some of us even take for granted sometimes. So I might be colored by a lot of that, but it feels like this is a much different USA team than we've seen in any international play. And they're playing really good soccer right now.
Yeah, they're playing with a lot of confidence and a lot of belief. And if people saw last night's game, they felt in control most of that game. And even in soccer, obviously, in any sport, you're going to face some adversity. And their main player got a red card. But I think next round, that's going to be tough for them without him. But I think they've got the belief to figure that they've got a strong squad. And whoever they bring in, they still got a great chance.
And this is where things start to get a little tight. And we still have a couple of games here in the round of 32 that we got to get sorted out here. But the path here for the United States, Belgium, and then they've got the winner of either Portugal or Croatia or Spain and Austria. So the path seems to be there for them to get to the next round. But, I mean, you start looking across the board, Canada has looked really good. Especially in particular games. Brazil has come away with a couple of squeakers, but they look good. England looks very good as well. So this seems to be a really loaded field.
Yeah, now you're obviously teams starting to get eliminated, and you're going to get some real powerhouse matchups. Spain playing Austria today and Portugal, Croatia. That puts, if they both win, the favorites, Spain and Portugal, that puts us in course for a Spain-Portugal game in the next round, which will be a huge matchup. And Mexico-England's a huge matchup. And, yeah, this is where the games really start pitting the superpowers against each other.
I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about it, and it felt like the stars were coming through, right? The world's most popular players, the most skilled players were coming through. Do you feel still that way, or do you feel like the supporting cast have come through? Because that's kind of how it felt like the last couple of games. It feels like it's more team, complete team games.
Well, it is a complete team. You have to win with a complete team. But if you saw the Norway game that they won, Erling Haaland did not have a great game, but he popped up with a couple of minutes, with 80 minutes left, and scored.
Right.
And that was his moment of the game. So like Michael Jordan hitting the game-winning shot. These stars, all they need is moments. You know, Harry Kane had a good all-around game yesterday, but his world-class finish won the game for England. And, you know, France beating Sweden pretty easily. Their stars were scoring great goals. So it obviously takes a team, but your team can set up the star to produce the moment to win the game.
You know, I think it's interesting, too, because once you start getting into these games, even the game that Germany got eliminated in, right, I as a fan, am feeling the intensity, right? I understand what's at stake here for these countries, especially a team like Germany. But even my kids, who are not as into soccer as I am, they feel the tension, the intensity when you get into these later portions of the game and there's a lot on the line. I almost feel like as a collective, this country is starting to feel that way about this game. We feel it in football and in baseball, in the playoffs, things like that. But I think a lot of people are starting to get that there's a lot on the line here.
Oh, yeah, well, it's the timing as well. And, you know, the World Series, the Super Bowl, they happen every year. The World Cup is every 4 years. And as a player, you're lucky to play in one. If you're a great player, you maybe play in two to three. If you're the world's best ever, like Messi, you play in six. But really, it comes only every 4 years. So when you're eliminated, you know it's a long time before you get a chance to put it right. So every game has a lot of pressure. And we've seen the pressure in those penalty shootouts, the Morocco, Netherlands, the Paraguay, Germany. If you took all those penalties, they only scored 54% of those penalties in those two shootouts, which is a very low number for a penalty conversion. And it's because of pressure.
Business is good?
What's that?
Business is good?
Oh, business is great. I mean, we've been absolutely packed. It's been fun atmosphere. And the Mexico-England game will be quite intense down at the Riga Eagle. But as I said, it's going to be a celebration. You see these nations partying together. There'll be a lot of English there. There'll be a lot of Mexican fans there. And even though one fan base is going to be devastated at the end of the game, it's going to be a celebration.
And you, unlike bars in Boston, won't run out of beer. Keith Baldwin, thank you for your time as always. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Absolutely fantastic. And again, we're lucky that we've got these places here because you go to Europe, they have these bars all over the place. Bars like the Regal Eagle exist in every small town where you go to see your hometown team, and then they get exponentially more populated when the national team is playing. So it's absolutely fantastic. We've got a jewel like that here in the city of Detroit. I'll take a break. More coming up on JR Morning.